السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aafa with Aafiyat, and Allah Ta'ala accept your program. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم دمعنا سليم كريم آمين. To all the wonderful du'as. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Mondi. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Rajab 1446. In Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, and verses number 5 to verse number 8. Yesterday, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we started Surah Zukhruf in the 25th Juz, 24th Supara, and now today we continue. So the time now here in Gaborone, Botswana, and South Africa is 4:14. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So our lesson for today's tafsir and commentary is chapter 43, verse number 5. Almighty Allah is posing a rhetorical question. أَفَنَضْرِبُ أَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صُبْحًا أَنْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ. What? You see the Hamza there? Istifhame in Kaaf. Allah is posing this question. So what? Should I turn away from you the reminder, this Quran Sharif, the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhan ay i'radan, should I turn it away from you completely, totally? An kuntum qawman musrifin, because you are a people and a nation who have went beyond all the boundaries, parameters and limits. You have broken every law almost of all Almighty Allah. But Allah is Arhamul Rahimeen, is Akramul Akrameen, is Khairul Raziqeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. He is the most just and the most honorable and the most generous. So Almighty Allah poses this question, but yet He will send prophets and messengers. He will reveal the books and the divine scriptures. Then the final book, the noble Quran. And the last and final messenger, chapter 33, verse 40, وَلَاكِرْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he should always be the last and final messenger of all Almighty Allah jalla wala. Yes, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will come down. Nuzul Isa, the second coming alayhi salatu salam, but not as a Nabi and a prophet, but as an ummati and follower of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah poses the next question and says, وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ. And how many prophets and messengers have we sent in the previous nations and generations? 124,000. رفض المسنجر سلكتد باي اول مجد الله عز وجل and not elected by people. When you see elections today, you see how many clowns there are, how many shaitans are there, and people who are felons and criminals also become prime ministers and presidents. فَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍ, and no messenger prophet came to them, the people and the masses, إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, but the people and the masses, the absolute majority of them, they would mock, ridicule, and belittle the message and the messenger, that we don't accept you, we don't believe in you, and they would turn away. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah and the ark, Nuh alayhi salam and his safina. Daytime he went, nighttime he went. He went to them in private, in public. They told him, Nuh alayhi salam, we don't want to see your face. They used to cover their faces with the material and fabric and clothing. They used to insert their fingers in their ears. Quran says, Ja'alu asabi'ahum fi adanihim, wastaghshaw thiyabahum, wastaghshaw wastaghfaru istighbara. And this was all their arrogance and their pride. And then all Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala sent the tufan, the deluge and the flood. So all this a lesson for us to remember. When the deluge, the tsunami, the flood comes, who can save us? Nobody can save us besides Almighty Allah. وَمَا يَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِيَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. You know what happened there in Hollywood, in Los Angeles. They said that in this place here, we don't believe in God. It's a godless society. And then they saw Qudrat al-Karishma, the power of Almighty Allah. How many hectares and acres were burned? How many thousands of people had to flee? How many houses were razed to the ground? And if you had to draw a comparison, it was very similar to Gaza al-Mubarakah. Allah ki laati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. And Almighty Allah give them muhla, respite, extension. And for me and you people with Iman, Islam, Taqwa, piety, inshaAllah, Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless us with barakah and blessing. For the non-Muslim, Allah will give them muhla. And then suddenly the punishment comes when they don't know what to do. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they conveniently forget all the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah, which Almighty Allah has conferred upon them, selective amnesia. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open the doors of everything for them. They think they are the masters of their own destiny. They are the architects of their own future. Hatta idha farihu, so much so when they are proud and arrogant and so happy. Wine, dine and swine. Bima utu, because of whatever they are given. Akhaznahum baghta. Suddenly we seize them and punish them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, and then they are in despair. They have lost all hope in humanity and in Almighty Allah. O Muslim, me and you, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, never ever despair, never ever be disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah for us Muslims. Chapter 39, verse number 53. And for the non-Muslims, Surah 6, chapter number 6, Surah An'am, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, they joined the Iblis party. Then now they lost all hope and they know they're going to Jahannam, Allah forbid. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 44. So that is Qudrat al-Karishma. So here we continue with today's lesson, Al-Qur'an yukassiru ba'adhu ba'adha. The Quran Sharif, some verses elaborate and explain the other verses. So after they have made a mockery and so forth of the prophets and messengers, majority of them, فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشًا. All Majd Allah says, and hence we, Allah Ta'ala, is stamping His majesty, His authority, His over His authority, sovereignty. Hence He uses the word, hence we. that nobody else can do that. أشد منهم بطشاء. People who are more powerful than them. We decimated them, destroyed them, annihilated them. وَقَضَى قَتَلُوا الْأَوَّلِينَ. And the samples, examples, parables of the nations and generations have passed. They used to say the people of Ali Thamud, with one hand, they did not need all these bulldozers. They would pick up and uproot the tree. And they were so proud and arrogant, they should say, Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who is more powerful than us? That does not resonate with today, trumpeting away Trump and others. Who is there to challenge us? So these are the 10-point dictators. Sooner or later, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, will decimate them and destroy them. And then they will see, no empire lasts forever. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. Every nation, generation, empire has a certain time limit, expiry time, and then they are thrown to the steps of history. And you read sometime in the memorial, when I was in school in the 60s, a young little boy with short pants going to school, you know? So class one, class two, grade one, grade two, the 10 is to call, standard one, standard two, and one. Then the teachers would tell us, the British Empire, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Today you can't even see the sun in Britain most of the day. So that is Qudrat the Karishma, remember that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the 7th of Rajab, 1446, we present to you the news, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Israel withdraws from the United Nations Human Rights Council. We say good riddance, and you can get expelled also and get out of the United Nations so the whole world knows what an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime you are. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And they followed America in that. They say no, because there's discrimination. But both of you practice on apartheid, America also, and Israel also. Trump is a madman, a crazy person. The Palestinians are mocking him, the men, the women, the children. And Palestine is not for sale and never will be the same. Even if Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, he wants to negotiate, he's another mutant and a sellout and a traitor to Islam. Global condemnation for Trump's plan to take over Gaza al-Mubarakah. His own party, Lindsey Graham, and them said, no troops will go from America there to Gaza. They know what will happen. We sent 1,000 Jutlas already to hell, 20, 30,000 of them to the hospitals, and they're running away and fleeing away from Gaza al-Mubarakah. We are with Hamas. We will stand with them. We will promote them, and we make dua for them in the darkness of the night. Allah Jalla Wala grant them a magnificent victory. Chapter 2, verse 249. Kam min fiyatin qaleelatin ghalabat fiyatan kathiratan bi'idhnillah. How many times it happened, a small group of people took on a big, big army and defeated, humiliated them. Taliban just showed us a few years ago that how they took on 49 countries. You see that? That is 48 countries with America. And defeated them, and Trump said, the worst defeat in the history of America. So Allah is showing us. In Jenin, the Jutlas, Harami, super terrorists are there. And remember, some parts have become ghost cities. The Palestinians are not even buried, they are deceased. And they are shuhada and martyrs. This is your Yahud. These are your Mal'uneen. These are your Haramis. Whom all Almighty Allah called swines and monkeys in the Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 16. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. You know, there was a journalist, Christian journalist, and she read Abu Aqila, not Eklat, so that is the Western media, Abu Aqila. She's Palestinian, she's Christian, and the Israeli is still there. Premeditated murder of Al Jazeera. More than 1,000 days have passed now, and nothing has been done against the murderers, Israeli Jutlas, who killed her and murdered her. because she was exposing their war crimes to the whole world. Bibi, one harami war criminal, keeps Trump, he's building storms everywhere. He's a feminine criminal, 34 charges against him, found guilty. So remember, gives him a gold pager. And they both laughing. What smart move you'll be against Lebanon, against Hezbollah, with the painters and so forth. So that is what they want. Kill, kill, kill. Occupy, occupy. And occupation is terrorism. Remember that. But Hezbollah gave them a good hiding also. So we stand with any country, with any person, with any organization, Muslim or non-Muslim, who takes on America, who takes on Israel, whether it is Putin or whoever, we will always support them on that issue there, not on other issues. So we should be very, very clear. The people who are the masters, the experts in the sphere of real politics, they say Trump is fooling Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and setting a trap for him by telling him that America will go into Gaza and so forth. So we say, Wallahu A'lam, the people who are the political analysts say that America is losing to China. China's economy is booming and they lost to Russia. Russia finished up Ukraine and America lost billions and billions of dollars, arms and munitions. And now with Trump at the helm, you will see that he will tell Zelensky, now you better surrender. We haven't got time for you. And we will rather speak to Putin and so forth. And that's exactly what's going to happen. They're looking for a venue. And he says he's not in a hurry to speak to Xi Jinping, you see, so they can make something a lean. So that is, he's not in a hurry to speak to China because China fixed him up. He imposed 10% tariffs on China. China retaliated and imposed 15%. So very good to Senegal. MashaAllah, ya ahla Senegal. They kicked out the French. They said, hey, you, vamoosh from here. Get out from here. We don't want you Frenchmen here. You get out. So the army, all of them are packing up. You African countries, you must kick these whites out. Americans, British, French, who want to come and dictate to you. They still think they're in the colonial era where they are the masters and we in Africa are their slaves and servants. So we must teach them a lesson. Argentina, another puppet of America, withdraws from WHO, the World Health Organization. We got nothing to do with WHO. WHO, if you look at their emblem, they got a snake in there, you see. And just like America, we call it the United Snakes of America. So remember WHO, World Health Organization, they lied to the world in 2020. And they told us it's a pandemic, no pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scandemic to fool us. Tell people to wear masks, take vaccine and do all this for world denomination, for world domination and supremacy. And they got their people to fool the masses, Foxy and them, remember? So all that was big shame and a big scam and so forth. So we must name them, shame them, and nail them. In DRC, that is the Democratic Republic of Congo. So there in Goma, more than 2,000 bodies, people were buried now during the ceasefire. Syrian leader Ahmed Shara now went to go meet Erdogan or Turkey. And both of them say we must sort out these Kurds and so forth. You see that everyone got a hidden agenda. And Matlab Ali, you know, they have a hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Modi, he went to the Ganga and he went for Adak. I wonder if Modi knows how to show good. But anyway, he went for Adak. And he said, even I want the holy water. You see, their belief got nothing to do with us. Hindus say you take a duck there in the Ganga, then all your sins are forgiven and so forth. So Modi knows that now he must win the hearts and minds of the Hindus. So now this is the biggest event. You must remember in the world, 400 million people come there over a period of 45 days and they take a duck. You see that? Majority of them go in naked also. So that is how the non-Muslim culture is. So we should be very clear on that. More than 100 women raped in DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, and burnt alive. Allah protect us, Allah make hifazat of our mothers, sisters, children, and all of us. Always read Surah 12, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Prince Rahim al-Husayni, always Husayni comes there. President Saddam Hussein, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannah al-Firdaus. Barack Hussein Obama, and Abdul Qadir Husayni of Palestine, and Abdul Qadir Husayni speaking to unite from Tabaroni. So none of us are relatives of one another, you see that? So he, Prince Rahim Hussein, a Pakka Kafir non-Muslim, he has become the new head of the Aga Khanis after Aga Khan died yesterday day in Lisbon at the age of 88. South African news, views, interviews, 28,000 children, still not registered in any school, no place for them. Absolute chaos, you must remember. South Africa is telling Taiwan, you have to move the embassy from Pretoria to Johannesburg. They want to appease the Chinese, and Americans are livid and very upset about that. They say from 1st of March, there will be a new adjustment regarding the minimum wages for domestics. So all your masis and talas and aunties, better check out how much you have to pay the domestic, remember that, before you get into trouble and so forth. And on Thursday evening, so today is what? Today is Thursday, so this evening, Osiris will deliver the State of the Nation address. They call it Sona. You know why they call it Sona? Because the people go for a nice sleep while he's speaking. Osiris Ramaphosa say Sona. And the Muslim Ummah says, Sona, Sona, you put us to sleep, sir, with all your lies and propaganda and so forth. Be tired of listening to your propaganda. MashaAllah, yesterday we took the flight. My brother, Haji Yaqub, Suleiman Yaqub, Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg. And from Johannesburg, our Tambo to here. You know, the Khagaroni, Suleitama Airport, International Airport, flying time is less than 40 minutes. Quick, you know, shakshu. You just have one juice and something or water, and then you're landing already. You know, nice seats they gave us. Two seats, they told us we special people. So, mashallah, we had a good flight with Allah's help. And our Haji Rafiq Rahim Sheikh, mashallah, he was waiting. And you know, in the plane, an ajeeb waqia took place. So one brother was there with the kurta and the topi. He came to meet me, Mufti Sahab, how are you, everything. I couldn't recognize him. He said, you gave me a lift from Newcastle to Heidelberg and so forth. I said, why, you studied in Newcastle? He said, yes, my name is Mu'in. I'm living there in the wilderness now. I got some work here, and now I just came here to Botswana. And I did my hijj in Darum Newcastle in the 80s. So, subhanallah. I couldn't recognize him at all. And we're meeting the plane, you know. So it was wonderful to meet him there in the plane, mashallah. So we read Zuhur Salat there at the airport in Johannesburg, Asr Salat there in Botswana. And last night we had a wonderful program in Masjid al-Taqwa. And mashallah, the children were excited. We made some nice stories and jokes with them. We had Q&A. So it was good. So today, inshallah, after Fajr, we have a program. Yeah, inshallah, in the same masjid after Fajr, for the first five in Jamaat there. And inshallah, 11 to again, that interview today, 8:30 to 9, will be Mullah Salman Yunus. And 11 to 12, we will discuss with Mawlana Zahid, inshallah, about the Palestine, Gaza, Israel, America, and what are the real issues there, and so forth. And inshallah, in the evening, we will go from here to Baloni to the Batsi, inshallah, al-Aziz. And wonderful, very hot here. Even now, I'm sweating, perspiring, 30 degrees. Yesterday was 36 degrees. Briefly, there's Botswana, 2.5 million people, landlocked. Everything basically comes from South Africa. The Pula, is stronger than the rains. You pay 130, 135, 139, and rains, and then you get one cooler. You see that? No crime here. They got the death penalty. You make nonsense here, they put you away straight. You see, country, country. So that's what we say in South Africa. You better wake up and learn from Botswana. You see that? That people feel so safe and everything. South Africa, you know our condition. Shalom, Monono, we have 15, 18 minutes left. Let's tie it up, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Mufti Sahib, who was Hazrat Maria Qibtiya and where is she buried?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sayyida Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was the mother of Ibrahim, that is Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved son. Ibrahim was 18 months old and then he passed away. The tears Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were rolling down, and he, the Master Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad, wa inna bi firatika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, with your separation we are so grieved and grieving, we can't talk to you, we can't walk with you. And then the Master alayhi salam to give his son a great tidings said, because you're only 18 months old and 1.5 year old, wa inna lahu la mustardiyan fil jannah, you will have a foster mother there in Jannah. So Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha is buried in Madina Munawwara, but not there in Baqi. There is another place she is buried, so we should not confuse issues there. Buried in Medina, but not in Baqi, another place. Alhamdulillah, in all our trips, we should go to all these places, you know. Allah sabilil istibla, you call it in Arabic, investigating journalism. Go here, go here, go here, go check it out, and you learn. Who dreamt one day to be on the radio? Nobody. So this is Hada min Fadli Rabbi, Hada Rahmati Rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, if a person verbally says, I give so and so talaqe bain, he verbally says it once, how many talaq does it constitute?
When the husband issued the talaq and it was in the present tense or in the past tense, so whether he wrote it out or uttered it, so ABC husband told his wife that he has given her one talaq bain. So that is one talaq. And what does talaq bain mean? During the iddat, after the expiry of the iddat, he can't take back his wife unless and until they make tajdeed and nikah. A new nikah has to be performed. She must be happy. Her biological father, family, and them must be happy. And then complete new mahar, new witnesses, everything. And then once the new nikah is performed, then he, this husband, if this is the first time ever he gave his wife a talaq, for the future he will have two more talaqs left. So that is the meaning of talaq bain. Talaq rajri, irrevocable divorce, means during the iddat, chapter 2, verse 228, then the husband can take his wife back during the iddah without renewing the nikah and the marriage. And the nikah, the talaq will still count. For the future, he will only have two talaqs left, but during iddat, he can take her back. The Quran Kareem is very clear and explicit on that issue. وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ أَرَادُ إِسْلَاحَ. So that is the main difference. In talaq raji, once the iddat expires, then he can't take her back. If they wish to reconcile, then after the expiry of the iddat, then they will be, if they want to reconcile, they have to make tajdeed and nikah, perform a new nikah. And only two talaqs will be left for the future.
Mufti Sahib, which day will be the best day to move into my new house? And what meal should be cooked on the day I move in?
MashaAllah, the best day to move into your new house, your new premises and so forth, will be a Friday. Quran Kareem calls it Suratul Jumu'ah, the only chapter dedicated to a specific day, chapter 62, and it comprises 11 verses. قرآن كريم في جدار في ليل جمعة صلاة، فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله. Go and seek and look for the grace of Allah. So therefore the ulama say you want to open your shop, your warehouse, your business, then open it after Jumma Salat, that is tafa'ul, a good omen. So similarly with the house and so forth, you move in on a Friday morning, or the night of Friday, Laylatul Jumu'ah like tonight, or after Jumma, anytime on a Friday, and remember Allah Jalla wa'ala abundantly. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So we make dua. Allah Jalla wala makan or makin, dono ko barkat ata farmai. Ya Allah, give the house and the citizens and the residents and the people living there inside, give all of them barakah and blessing, and envelope them in your special mercy. Similarly, Wednesday is the best day. Allama. So you must remember Marzidani, who wrote the famous work, Hidayah. He used to start the academic year on a Wednesday. Why? Because in Maqasid Hasana, the Allama Saqawi Rahimahullah, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said that when you want to start something, then start on a Wednesday. You want to get married, you want to move into your house, you want to do this, you want to do that. So Wednesday is excellent day. In our Kabir, we saw ourselves, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in 1976, Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwar Allahu Qadrahu, who passed away on a Friday, 1992, the young madrasa Darul Uloom, they should start on a Wednesday, and the best food to cook, machi sabse achi. Machi sabse achi. That you cook fish, you see why? Because in Jannah, the first meal, you will get this fish also, inshallah. And when you move in on your shop, your house, your warehouse, whatever it is, read the entire Surah Baqarah, Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, فَإِنَّ أَخَذَهَا بَرَكَةً. There is barakah and blessing. Not you put the CD on, you must read it. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. And you don't lead it with remorse and regret and absorbs. وَلَا يَشْتَتِيُهَا الْبَطَلًا. The evil forces cannot overpower it. Today's zamana is such, you buy a new car, you have a new house, new premises, new factory, new shop. Outwardly some people, mashallah, mashallah, subhanallah. But inside they're burning with rage, jealousy and envy. We say, "Kul mutu bi ghayrikum." You freck with your anger and so forth. Freck is the Afrikaans word, to die like a dog. You see, Quran says, for the non-Muslim, like the Jutlas and Jutlis and the Jews and Zionists. We say, freck with your anger, trump and trumpeting away. So that is our message to them.
Mufti Sahib, they say love is in the air, Valentine's Day is very near. Kindly explain Sharia's ruling on exchanging gifts, especially on Valentine's Day.
All this here is shaitaniyat. If you want Quran Sharif, take all these verses and look at it. Surah number 5, verse number 50. So 50. And Almighty Allah says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْهُونَ. What are they looking for, the laws of ignorance? Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 5, verse 51. And then Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya. Hey, iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 times Allah uses this phrase, do not take the Jutlas and the Jews, do not take the Christians to be your protectors, to be your friends. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are the friends of one another. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. When you befriend them, you like them, you like their festival celebrations, you become part and parcel of them. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this very, very clearly in the Noble Quran. So we need to be very clear on this issue. Chapter 5, verse number 51. And it's haram for Muslims to get involved in Valentine, where if you send your wife, you send your girlfriend, boyfriend, or your sugar daddy, and whoever else, there's a card or a message and say that roses are red and violets are blue and love is forever and all fairy tales. So Hubbul Eid, Eidul Hub, they call, like we have Eidul Fitr, Eidul Adha. In the Arab world, some people are born men, they call it Eidul Hub, the Eid and celebration of love. That is because we suffer from the inferiority complex. They think that West is the best. We say Islam is the best, and we will share it with the rest. And they think white is right. If white is right, then how come they are killing, murdering so many people? Who study the history of America, who study the history of Australia, who study the history of Europe and see what they did to the native, to the indigenous, and how they massacred them, and what did the apartheid South Africa happen. So all this we condemn it, and with that, so we have the strongest form of condemnation. So we say there's no place for all this. They got a fairy tale story. They say there was a war, and there was one person, Saint Valentine, so he would get the people married and so forth. The leader said, nobody must get married, you'll get weak. So then he got caught. So then he wrote the letter and he said, from your Valentine. They are all fairy tale stories, this fabrication and a hasbara. Hasbara is the term of the juplas used for their propaganda. In Islam, everything to do with Valentine haram, to buy, to sell, to send, all A to Z. Man tashabbaha biqaumin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates a people is part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second greatest companion. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq, radiallahu anhu wa Allah. Open Bayhaqi, he will find his fatwa there. And his verdict, ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi idihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah. During their festivals and celebrations, whether it is their Christmas or New Year or Diwali or Valentine or fairy tale, whatever it is, we got nothing to do it, do about it and celebrate it. Stay far, far away from it.
Mufti Saab, does one pay zakat on jewelry worn daily?
According to Hanafi, very good question. Then remember, if you wear the zakat daily also, you still will pay zakat on it. Your zakat nisab, for example, nowadays is 9,000 rand, some places 10,000 rand. So whatever the nisab, the minimum threshold is, and your jewelry is more than that, equivalent to that, so 2.5% you pay. And remember, you take the current market value of the jewelry, even if you're wearing it every day. But the Shafi'is, Malikis, humbly say, La zakat fil huli, that there won't be zakat in jewelry when you, the lady, you are wearing it often, every day, every week, every month, then there will not be zakat on it. Yes, if you are selling the jewelry and the gold and all that back to the coin, then all the scholars say there will be zakat on it. So Hanafi say, whether you are wearing it, using it or not, still there will be zakat. But majority scholars, Shafi'i, Maliki, somebody say, if you are using it every day, every week, every month, then there's no zakat on it.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to make and sell birthday cake, anniversary cake, wedding cake?
So remember, a lot of cakes there, you see. Wedding cake, Valentine cake, engagement cake, and lot of cakes there and so forth. So you are a bakery, you are making all that. So to sell the cakes is permissible, but for you to write all that there, birthday cake, Valentine cake, engagement cake, anniversary cake, all that not permissible. So remember that if you're just making a cake, you're selling it, there's no problem. But you write it there, so all that is not permissible. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not help and assist in crime and sin and transgression. Surah 5, verse number 2. So we must assist and help one another in righteousness and goodness. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالْتَقْوَى.
Of Kisab, is there any special dua we can read for protection from drowning and burning?
When you open Imam Nasai, so his work, Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, 95 years old, he was teaching us with Allah's help. I'm his last student, you know. He taught Mawlana Qasim Shema, our principal of Dalum Newcastle in Dabel in 1937. He taught me in 79 and 80, 1400, you know. So subhanAllah, he opened Imam Nasai, Sunan Nasai. He brought 65 chapters in Kitabul Isti'adha, seeking Allah protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. 65 different chapters. You won't find it normally in the Hadith Kitab. But Imam Nasai, rahimahullah, jazahullahu khairan. So read now with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-faraq wal-haraq. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek the protection. Min al-gharq, that I drown. You know me, if I go there, there's no ocean, there's landlocked, but they have rivers and dams. So if I go inside, it will be my last one. You know, I was in Tonga 3-4 years old. My brothers, they all went away in the ocean. So I saw them, I said, if they can go for a swim, then I can also go. And then I was floating and everybody say, Alvida, this motor is gone. So Auntie Julie came, Juleka, and a lady, yeah, and my connection. And remember, she pulled me out. So I always tell her, you saved my life with Allah's help. Today we're going to meet Uncle Abdul Sattar, Dada. He's the Dada here. So I spoke to him. I said, Arisab, he even day. I believe you're 85 years old. So you see, these are the big shots. So now we must make dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-gharafi wal-harafi. And ya Allah, do not let me get burned. People get involved in accidents and what happens. But you must remember that if the person dies like that, then the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. He drowned and he passed away with iman. His body or her body burnt. Then Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ghariqu Shaheedun, Wal-Hariqu Shaheedun, then they will be considered as martyrs. So we must seek Allah's protection, but sometimes you take Palestine, you take Gaza, you take Janin, Ad-Dhafatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, and sometimes they got shot, they get burned. So remember, then they will wake up with Shuhada, provided that the person passed away with Iman and Islam.
So we will take the last question. If a boy comes to see a girl for marriage, is he allowed to speak to her and what are the conditions?
Yes, you can speak to her, but you can't be tuning her up, you know. They say that now I see your face. Now show me your hair, little girl. Show me your legs, little girl. Show me that, show me. All haram, then, right? And you can't be alone with her. لا يقلون رجل بمراتين إلا وثالثهما الشيطان. When you have a strange male and a strange female and they are in privacy, then the third party there is Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic hadith. So you, my sister, the lady, so your father must be there, your brother must be there, or your uncle must be there. Brother, I don't mean much more like you. 5-year-old and 7-year-old, so a person who's body and mature and responsible, so there's no hanky-panky business going on. And 5-6 minutes, you see, is enough. Not you have to know the whole history and geography and all that. And then you can't say, no, I didn't see properly. I want to check again, second time, third time, fourth time. Why? We all got married. We never even spoke. We just saw and we just said, make this the date and get married. No istihara, no nothing. Allah's help, Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. So you brothers talk of musti, you see, many of you. I want to check. So they want to check 10, 20 girls, you know. Check this one, check this one. Then they get confused and they blow the fuses of other people. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. All of you becoming hafiz and so forth. Tonight you read Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, and then Surah Al-Islam himself. And Surah Tabarak, Allah will grant you a wonderful memory. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, جزاك الله خير مع سليم جنيد مدى جنات مدى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.